was a little over a year ago when I had one of those light bulb moments. I was just looking at the standard kitchen rubbish bin that we've all got in our kitchen, and suddenly thought, wow, if we're producing that every week for how many years, that's all going to landfill, and that's terrible. And everything I'm putting in that bin, I have purchased in the first place. I'm basically throwing money away. We can't do this for the environment. We can't do it this way. We have to do something about it. And that was the moment I took our family on the journey to reduce our waste.
And tell us about that journey. How did you go about it?
We actually found it surprisingly easy. The first thing we really had to do was to understand what we actually were throwing away, because we were already putting our food scraps into our compost and our little worm farm in our veggie patch. We were already doing the standard roadside recycling. I thought we were doing pretty well. But when we actually took a closer look at the contents of the bin, we realised there were actually some other changes we could make. And it became just a very slow process because of change, because throwing things away is actually a reflection of what you've purchased and brought into the house in the first place. And most of what we do is like that is habitual. It's just a habit. We go to the supermarket and we buy the same things every week. We go and it's once we broke those habits, identified those habits, broke them, and then just formed new habits. The transition was actually incredibly easy, and we got down to half a bread bag actually quite quickly.
Same bread bag, Ella, being that they're made of plastic?
Yes, so the bread is one of the things I haven't managed to win yet.
they roll up small. So what do you tell yourself? You have a mantra.
Yeah, there's three questions I ask myself when I go shopping or I'm looking for something, and it's these three questions that help me to think about what waste we are producing. And the first of those is, do I need to buy this in the first place? And we found some things we did was we started looking at where we could borrow things. For example, we've joined our local toy library. We stopped buying toys for kids and we borrow them instead, and they think it's great. It's like a new toy every couple of weeks. We've also looked at things if I want a product in the shop, but do I need all that packaging that comes with it? I realise how many things in the supermarket are actually double-layered packaging. Like you think about, say, a box of cereal. There's a plastic liner bag inside a cardboard box. There's two layers of packaging. And things like I was purchasing ham in those pre-packaged plastic packets, whereas if I just walked a few metres to the side, I could go to the deli counter in the supermarket with my own container. And so, did I need to bring that rubbish into the house in the first place? The second question, which I now ask myself, is, okay, if I need that thing, is there a better alternative? And that's where we've made a lot of gains in terms of the disposables. Now, we've always used cloth nappies for our kids. I've always used cloth sanitary pads. So those obvious disposables we'd already dealt with. But looking around, it's things like tissues, plastic straws, kitchen sponges. These are all sorts of throwaway things. And so we've swapped to stainless steel straws, to a cloth kitchen sponge, to using handkerchiefs, just really simple product substitutions. We've swapped to bamboo toothbrushes, which can go in our compost when we're finished, as opposed to a plastic toothbrush, which would just go in the bin. And the third thing is, okay, once there are some things you still have, but is there a better place to put this than landfill? And that's, can I hand it on? Is it a hand-me-down or donate it to a charity shop? Can I put it in a recycling program that's not necessarily the curbside one, like in our town? Battery recycling, coffee pods, those sorts of things are actually taken to a drop-off point. And other things like my child's primary school art room is often looking for bits and pieces for craft materials. Can I shift them there? As well as, of course, food scraps to the compost. And by following those three steps and just thinking about the decisions I make, like switching my brain on and actually going, what am I doing here? We were able to reduce the amount of rubbish we've done. But the great thing is we really haven't compromised our quality of life. We're not actually missing out on anything. We're still doing all the things we wanted. We're still eating the foods we like. We're just doing it in a much more waste-free way.
So how are the family taking it? A baby is a rubbish machine from my experience, and a five-year-old probably worse.
I think it's only if you let it to be. Now, when I first said to my husband and my older son, right, we're tackling waste, they gave me a couple of interesting looks. But I think the real crunch came was when my husband actually said to me one day, what did we used to throw away once we got down to that small amount? And the fact that he couldn't even think of what we used to throw away showed that we were able to make those changes without actually missing out on anything. And the kids, that's just the way we do things in our house. That's the value set. That's what they've grown up with. And you know, they're fantastic with it.
It's lovely when you think of your kids will just grow up and leave home, and that, as you say, will just be a natural way of life for them. It's a part of a new generation.
That's what I'm really, really hoping. And it is shifting. There are so many more people thinking about how to be more sustainable within their houses. And that's at that really basic domestic level, and there's so much we can do. And the amount of interest we've got with our waste reduction and also through our off-grid Storbell home and our Katanning Eco House website has been astounding. People are really making their shifts, and they're really looking at how they can do it just at home, just for their family.
Ella Masef, our guest. Ella lives on a farm in Katanning, about 300 k south of Perth, have managed to reduce the household rubbish to half a bread bag, which is a huge effort, I think, for those of us who haven't got it down to such a fine art. But you might have just small ways. Send us a text 0437 922 720. Small ways, small ideas, because it's lots of small changes that add up for you, Ella.
That's exactly it. And we found we didn't do it all at once. It's very hard to go cold turkey on something. But if week by week we just change one thing at a time, and as I learnt new things or I got an idea off someone else, we just made these gradual changes and we've got there incredibly easily.
I think it's fantastic. Now, your house is also a testament to your lifestyle. Tell us a little bit about that.
So we've been living in our house for 5 years now. My husband and I built a straw bale house. We use materials that we've grown on the farm, a lot of recycled materials. There's so much waste in building. We used a lot from salvage yards, things we got online. And we've built the whole house with solar passive design principles. So the house has no air conditioning or fans. It doesn't need it because it makes use of natural shading, of understanding where the sun is. And in winter, it's beautiful and warm too. So we're not battling with, you know, heating or hot and cold. And it's completely off-grid, so we're completely powered by solar, and we've got a small wind turbine. And we run all our standard appliances on that. We even have a hybrid electric car that we can run the battery component of that on our renewable energy system. And it means that as a family, we can really reduce our environmental impact, reduce a lot of our costs. And it's also just a wonderful way to live. Once you've lived in a solar passive designed house, you'll never go back to a conventional one.